All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day on this Friday. First Friday of the new year down.
Yeah.
Got it. All you got to do is 52 more of these. 51 more.
And you got it made.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy, man.
That is.
You know, I've learned how to do that. I break it down instead of looking at the whole year. I just break it down. And I've finally gotten it down where I just break it down a day at a time. Mm-hmm. And it really helps me a lot, you know. Now, do I have plans and projections? Absolutely. Do I have goals and dreams and timelines put in place? Yeah, I do. But they're all subject. They are now all subject to God's will and his timing. That changed my whole perspective, man. And it really, really helped me out. It really helped me with patience. Because do you know a lot of times you can want for something and expect it to happen and have such a timeline pinpoint that when it doesn't happen, you become incredibly discouraged and distraught. But what you have to learn about blessings is just because they're delayed does not mean that they're denied. It just didn't happen in your time. It's probably going to happen in God's time. And once I opened up my mind to that type of thinking, it then allowed me to live in the present more and become a lot more comfortable. And I haven't known this for years and years, y'all. I'm telling you, I'm approaching 65, and I'm just now really starting to understand the real secret to happiness and peace. And real peace comes when you don't overburden yourself with worry. And one of the main facets of worry that we find ourselves entering into is tomorrow, next week, week after next, first quarter. And you invite things into your present day that you have absolutely no control over. You have absolutely no control over that. And so what happens is when you invite the worry of tomorrow and the future into your current day, you can never have peace in that moment. Because now you've put some stuff on yourself that you can't even you can't even wrap your mind around that. And then you know what I started discovering? How many times did I get to the future I was worrying about? And when I arrived at that particular moment, it was nothing like I thought it was going to be. I mean, it wasn't even close. And the stuff I was worrying about, so many things had transpired in the middle of that I wasn't even on that no more, but I had spent so much time worrying about it. It's an incredible thing that you can do for yourself and offer yourself a lot more peace if you stop worrying about tomorrow, which you have no concern, no control over. Now, can you have a goal? Yes. Can you have a plan? Yes. But now let me share something with you. If you do this simple thing, if you make it open to his will and his timing, it frees you up. So if it don't happen at that particular time, you say, okay, that wasn't the will of God, but because it's delayed doesn't mean it's denied. Wait a minute, maybe he's going to work it out later on. But if you think about it, folks, today is really enough. If you deal with today, if you contend with today, guess what? That keeps your plate absolutely 100% full. Just do today. Just focus on making the right decisions today, doing the right thing today, completing the task today, getting it right today, finishing out the day. Do you know that that requires every single minute of that day just to do today? It does. Think about it for a minute. If you really put your focus on today and doing all the things for today, making the right decisions, having the right attitude, doing the right things, saying the right things, putting together the right things, talking to the right people, counseling with the right people, you will look up and the whole day will be gone. And guess what you spent it doing today? I hope I'm getting through to you, man, because I'm telling you, it sounds really simple, but it really will change your happiness. It really will help with your happiness, man. Most people get depressed about two things: something that's already happened or something they think is about to happen. Most people are depressed about stuff that's happened to them and stuff they think is going to happen to them. That's what a lot of depression is from, man. You can't do nothing about what the past and happened. Ain't no do-overs. And stop letting people hold you to your past, making you pay for your past mistakes. God has forgiven me for every wrong I've ever done in my past. When people I know bring it up, my past, I walk away from them. You don't know me. You ain't God. You can't make me be held to my past. You know how many times people go, you know, when you was in Cleveland. Dude told me one time, when you was in Cleveland, man. And all them rumors about how you left your family and all. Dog. I'm 64 years old. I was married when I was 24. What are you talking to me about that for? You can't do that to me. I walk away from people. Walk away from people that try to tie you to your past so they can have something to talk about today. Man, miss me with that. Do today, y'all. Don't worry about the past and don't worry about the future, because you can't do nothing about neither one of them. Y'all have a great day. Hope that resonates with you. If you don't, we'll try it again tomorrow. Bye.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.